Joining us now is Mark Simon, Mark A. Simon Says, on Twitter, Sports Info Solutions. He's got the inside scoop on everything. Mark, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good, very good. Boy, let me tell you something. We had McNeil on today, and for me, he's Wade Boggs or Rod Carew, the way this kid swings the bat. We saw Alonzo knock one 444 yesterday, and the other guy who can swing the bat is this Dominic Smith, who put one in big boy territory and Barry Bonds territory for a home run yesterday.
Well, he is a big guy, and actually he slimmed down from what he was like 2 years ago. He made a concerted effort on a number of things to improve his fire. One is that he lost the weight. Two is that he discovered a sleep apnea issue that he was able to correct that put him in better position to succeed. And three, he's shown more of a willingness to go the other way with his hips, kind of like Jeff McNeil, but not to the same extreme. He's hit the ball well to all fields. He's been one of the best. Like, there are, in my childhood, Rusty Staub was like the premier pinch hitter. He's not quite at that level, but he's been a really good pinch hitter for them. He's filled in all right and left field, despite what happened the other night where he botched the ball. That was the first really bad thing that I could think of, at least for this season. I know there was one last year, too. He's a nice player. He's shown himself to be a nice player this year. Sometimes it takes a first-round pick a little bit of time, and for him, this is the year he seems to come into his own.
Mark, Marty and I spent a lot of time today talking about the Hall of Fame and sort of running through. It's a big class this year. You've got some writers who've gone in, and then, of course, the six-man player cast that goes in this season. When you look at some of these players, for me, there's not like a defining moment for a lot of them in their big league careers, though they maybe have the body of work. Is there a statistic or a note about each one of these guys or a couple of these guys you can give us that represent their Hall of Fame status?
Sure. I think start with Mariano Rivera. That's the easy one, right? One whip, like best ever. 42 postseason saves, matching the number on his jersey, best ever. Probably never going to be touched. 42 saves in postseason is ridiculous. So he's the easiest one because he's got the longevity. Staying with closers, Lee Smith, I think that when you look back on it, he's better than you think. When you look at guys that were 30 save guys, he had, I think it's 10 seasons of at least 30 saves, and the only guys that had more than that were already in the Hall of Fame. So he was basically the best guy that hadn't gotten in yet. You can certainly question whether he should have gotten in, but he was a dominant player in his time, and I think that that's the criteria that people who were voting saw. Edgar Martinez is one of a dozen guys to go 3-10, 4-10, 5-10 for his career. I think that speaks for itself. That's Babe Ruth, Ted Williams, Stan Musial territory. That's best hitters of all time, and I don't have a problem with the fact that he didn't play the field. Mike Mussina, if you start at the year that the DH came in and you look at wins above replacement for pitchers, he is the fifth best. And he's right there with, like, the Pedro Martinez's and the Greg Maddox's and guys like that. He's better than a Glavin. He's better than a Smoltz. He had longevity, excellent, and the plaque for him says total command of both sides of the plate. And then Harold Baines, I think, is the last one to mention. He's a tough one because he was basically a very good player for an extended period of time, but not necessarily a great player. The feeling, though, is that he was, I guess, a Hall of Fame caliber teammate, which certainly counts for something. Maybe you can't necessarily measure it well, but he was very well liked, as evidenced by the fact that he was able to get in the way that he did. And he's in the 2,800 hit club, not 3,000, but 2,800, if you look at it, you just take out the steroid guys, like almost everyone with at least 2,800 hits is in the Hall of Fame except for him and Descalp.
Well, I love it.
And there he is.
Yeah, I love it. I think he's in. Good argument for him. Mark Simon joins us, Sports Info Solutions. Mark, as we move along, everyone's got an opinion on what the Giants should do. What's your opinion?
Wait. That would be my opinion. Yeah, there will still be suitors for most of these guys on July 29th, 30th, and 31st. So let this play out. You got the Cubs coming up. And the Cubs are a pretty good team. Cubs are better than what the Giants have seen recently. And I think if that series goes well, great. Okay, maybe you take a shot at it. But I would not make the move before any sort of buy move before seeing what happens in a series like that. There will, trust me, there will still be suitors for Madison Bumgarner, Sam Dyson, Will Smith, those guys on July 29th, without question.
I agree. I've said that. Just wait. Each game becomes very important, which is crazy this time of year. But with July 31st, the hard deadline, I see it. Absolutely. Mark Simon with us. Mark, one last thing for you. Steven Matz pitches today for the Mets. What should we expect?
He's very up and down. Some days he's good. Some days he's extremely hittable and will give up 7 runs in 4 innings. He doesn't throw. He's not an overpowering pitcher like a DeGrom or a Syndergaard. He's got to mix the other things in to be effective. His best pitch this season has been his changeup. His breaking ball has been somewhat problematic this season. In fact, his curveball has gotten bopped around pretty good. This is a guy, I would have thought you would have hit Walker Lockett yesterday. This is another guy that's there to be hit if the bats get going today.
Oh, it's going to be interesting. A lot of right-handed hitters in there against Matz. Mark, thanks so much as always. Can't wait to talk to you next week when we've got about another, let's see, 4, 5, 6 games down by the time we talk to you next week. It's going to be
And we'll have it more figured out.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Mark. Have a good day. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, of course, Sports Info Solutions.